Panthers Radio in association with Zynomics. It's the Panthers post-game podcast. I'm Jono Bullard. I'm joined by Dan Green.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
And Ken Feast.
Hello.
And Dan, it's great to hear your voice because we didn't hear it on the webcast, did we?
No, we had some mic issues, so I did about a minute and a half at the start, and then that was pretty much it. But no, you just took the reins well, and maybe we should do that more often because we obviously great win and great performance, so yeah.
No, I missed it because my voice is done for now and still got more commentaries to go this weekend. However, we are here after a fantastic 6-2 victory for the Nottingham Panthers against the Dundee Stars. And Kent, it was a very, very good performance.
Yeah, it was really complete. And I thought that it felt like the team came out, obviously scoring early, getting into their flow, fans were behind them. And I definitely think, I know you asked the question at the start of your interview, but I definitely think that's the kind of flow that Gary probably wants the team playing in. So it's really nice to see. And the new guy fitting in really well as well.
Yeah, David Levin, Dan, he really did fit in very well.
Yeah, he fit in and it just looked like he'd been there the whole time. You know, he fit in with his two line mates and I thought they had some chemistry straight away and obviously very, you know, fast and skilled, you know, smaller guy, but that's kind of the way it is these days with the speed and skill. And I think he'll definitely contribute as he gets a little bit more accustomed to, you know, the league and the area and his teammates. So, yeah, I think he'll be a really good pickup.
Contribution from all four lines tonight, all over the ice. Some great performances as well.
Absolutely, and just picking up on 88, you know, David Levin, just I felt he played with an intensity which kind of was infectious throughout the team. And I just felt we had that a little bit more, you know, more like what Gary had said kind of before the season, a bit harder to play against, a bit sort of, you know, not backing down. Obviously, we saw a little bit of a tussle there tonight as well, Dougal Agrone doing his thing. And, nobody really had a bad game. I thought they all worked really well as a team.
They certainly did. Dan, I know we spoke earlier and there was a couple that we want to pick out, especially Archie Hazeldine, who has just slotted into this team wonderfully. But one thing that we both noticed tonight was how well he was pinching in offensively. Jeremy Welsh goes past us. Great game. It's okay.
Yeah, he's been seamless, I think. And it's not as if he's even just kind of come in and been quiet and steady at the back. Like, he's leading the rush. He's on the, you know, the four-on-fours. He's killing penalties. He's getting forward and creating chances. And, yeah, he's not just kind of doing the bare minimum and playing okay for a young kid. I think he's making an impact when he's on the ice. He's getting shots on goal. We got two assists tonight. And, yeah, he's one for me that, you know, obviously he's going to probably bounce around between us and Leeds. But I think he's really looks like a full-time elite league player already.
Ken?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd echo that. You know, I didn't know how quickly he would grow into the elite league, but he has. He's just followed straight in his brother's footsteps, hasn't he? And just absolutely looking like he's at home there. Fantastic performance. And another one to talk about tonight, Craig Puffer getting underway. Nice goal for the fifth goal. Assisted 28 and 16. There was a bit of a change on that one, so I think they'd got it down as Welsh assisting. And
yeah, I think I said on commentary that it was either Legron or Puffer's goal. Gave it to Puffer for the tip, but yeah, Legron with the initial shot.
Yeah, so, I just think it was a complete performance. I mean, obviously Dundee, you know, a few injury issues and not maybe as full strength as they'd want to be. Big long bus trip, obviously massive traffic chaos before as well. I think it normally takes me about 45 minutes to get in. I was well over about 2 hours, 20 minutes to get in. And the Dundee, funnily enough, as I rocked up late, the Dundee bus was rolling in behind me, so they didn't really get along. We only pushed face off back by sort of like 15 minutes. So, you know, bus legs, and we just, you know, did what you want to see us do to those teams. You know, no disrespect to the Stars, and we got the Flyers coming in next week, but if we're serious about a title challenge, we need to be turning teams over like that at home, and a convincing victory it was.
Yeah, Dan, Jeremy Welsh, two goals against Sheffield, two goals again tonight. That sixth goal, an absolutely beautiful snipe into the top corner. And he's coming on to top form.
Yeah, and he's the sort of guy, I think, that, you know, he's moved around the lines a little bit, but I think he makes the guys that he's with better. You know, he's that guy in the middle. He kind of makes everything work. Even on the power play, you know, he chips in with power play goals, but he makes that power play click. And yeah, great, great two goals. So obviously the first one, a little bit of a giveaway to him, but the second one, a great finish. And, you know, I think we've seen glimpses last year and a bit this year of, you know, he can be one of the best players in the league, you know, easily. But I think we want to see it, you know, game in, game out. But I think he's starting to get it now when, you know, he's had two or three really good performances in a row.
He's up. Archie, come. I won't let Archie Hazeldine get away. He's trying to sneak away, but we just first point for the Panthers. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. My last one was against these, so yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, we're just debating. We thought you actually should have an assist on that final goal.
Yeah, is that not the one I got?
Yeah.
No, you got an assist on the first or
there's
second.
There's been some amendments as well. There were two assists tonight.
Two assists. So yeah, you got two assists tonight.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough. I got the one off the hard rim. It's a bit lucky, and then I thought the second one was definitely. So yeah, it's pretty good.
How pleased are you with your own performances? Because you seem to have really slotted into this team like a duck to water. You just seem to belong there.
I'm just enjoying it. You just play with confidence. It's when you play your best hockey, and the boys have helped pick you up. So, like, yeah, it's just good. It's just a good place to be at the minute.
Yeah. Two wins on the trot. You've been involved with both of them. You must be pretty happy.
Yeah. So just got to carry it on tomorrow, and then we'll see where we go.
Yeah. Big game against Sheffield. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Of course I am. It's hockey. It's just, I don't know. You enjoy it. But yeah, tough one on the road, so we'll see how we go.
And better to be out on the ice instead of standing behind the plexi with me.
Yeah, of course. Although I do like you, Johnny.
I like you too, especially when you play like that. Arch, well played, mate.
And, cheers, thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
Cheers, thank you.
Archie Hazeldine there. He's, he's got to be delighted with the way he's playing.
Yeah, I think he's sort of playing his way into a, you know, a regular elite league spot. You know, whether it's full time this year, obviously he's going to be with Leeds a little bit. But I think moving forward, he's going to be looking, you know, to make the jump like Jack Hopkins has done from last year, two way into a one way. And yeah, he, I'm sure he's on a lot of teams' radars. He's playing in a six, and he's playing a regular shift, and he's doing great.
The thing is, you know, that we would say that You've got to give ice time to get experience. And fair play, you know, where we started with, there's been a few injuries and maybe that's given a bit more ice time than initially first thought. But Gary's using our young players. It's nice to see, and that's how they grow.
Mike Hammond walking out and then saw us on the microphone and walked away again. but that was the thing. I think the thing that I'll take away from tonight is the fact that every single player contributed from Deboe all through the defence, through the forward lines. And that Gary said in his interview that, you know, he was, you know, it's the first time since the exhibition game against Sheffield that he's actually had a full lineup to play with. And I think he saw what this team was capable of tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, full lineup. You know, Friday night, big home game against a team like Dundee. And yeah, like Ken said, everybody came out from Deboe all the way back to front. Everybody chipped in, penalty kill, power play, physicality, goals. And it just all flowed. And that's kind of what everybody's looking for. And, you know, we've had glimpses so far, you know, a period like it or a few shifts. But, you know, There were no, you know, turnovers. There were no bad penalties. There was really nothing negative. Obviously, you don't want to give those goals up at the end. But, you know, Dundee are going to get their chances on the power play eventually. And, you know, they're going to score their goals. But I thought, all in all, almost perfect.
And Deboe, very good value again for his man of the match. You know, he could have got it against Sheffield and he's picked it up tonight. So, you know, fair play. He's really sort of owning that number one goalie spot at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Not even number one in the on our team, you know. I would say in the league at the moment, there's not looking like too many better than him.
Joined by defenceman Dougie Legrand, who I just managed to snatching all these players as they're going out and
chucking nooks tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
come on.
Sorry about that. I won't do that again.
No, more
of that. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
But aside from that. Your goal or Craig Puffer's goal?
Craig's goal. As far as I'm concerned, like,
He said he touched it. I trust him. We got the honor system going in the locker room. I believe he touched it. So,
yeah.
But I'm just glad we got the win.
I'm just messing with you from the replay. It was really, really good performance tonight.
Yeah, it was a great team win. Everyone played hard. We up and down the ice, nice passes. I mean, everything you want out of a game, right?
Yeah, certainly.
Something we're doing this season is we're giving the players a chance to get their playlists on for the warm-up, and it was your playlist tonight. So
yeah.
Does that get you extra stoked?
Honestly, it got me going, but a lot of the guys are giving me a lot of crap. That, like, they're like, oh, what are these songs? I was like, I don't know. Personally, like, I like all those songs. I will say, I was a little choked. They let Sunglasses go for, like, 4 minutes. I was like, I really just wanted the, like, main chorus of it, and then we switch to the next song. That's on me. I got to write that down.
No, so it must be working though. Because last week it was Doobs' playlist, yeah. And he was outstanding, and then yeah, Doogie tonight, and
throwing the mitts down.
So yeah.
Oh, I saw the we were talking about the Hey Doogie thing. I saw a book in store yesterday. Oh. I was blown away. It's EE, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, you love it. I mean, Hey Doogie. Yeah. For those who don't know, CBeebies show,
yeah.
Definitely aimed at the parents rather than the kids. Yeah, I think. Yeah. But anyway. Doogie, I just want to say, great performance.
Thank you.
On to Sheffield tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to get after him. Challenge Cup game, so it'll be fun on the road.
Doogie, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You guys have a great night.
Laura Joe patching up Doogie LeGrand.
Just this little
thing. Well, we'll leave it to it, I think. Yeah. Here comes Goody. I'm sure he's going to run past very quickly. Yes, he is. So we'll wrap it up now, looking forward to tomorrow. And that's great momentum for the guys to take into Sheffield tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what a big game it is now.
Yeah.
Down the hall. Keep going straight.
Here's very quickly, Andrew Johnson.
How are you guys?
You could have had a one-time goal there, but what a layoff for Tanner Sorensen to score that goal.
Yeah, I mean, he's a goal a game when he's playing, so we had to keep him going with that and give him an empty net tap.
But assist of the game it got as well.
Wow, that's nice. And a really good pass from the new guy, Levy, there. That was beautiful. Great play.
Yeah. Congratulations. I'll let you get off because I know you're after some food. But yeah, really well played tonight.
Okay, good. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. But yes, so Sheffield tomorrow, as we say, great momentum, Dan, and you know, they can go in there with no fear.
Yeah, I think so. Like they were saying, you know, Challenge Cup game, big win here last week. Sheffield will obviously want to get that win and, you know, keep their campaign going. But no better way to go in after that, you know, 6-2 win, almost a, you know, picture perfect performance. And, you know, they got the day off Sunday, so go in and give it everything tomorrow. And then if they can get those 2 points, it'd be a perfect weekend.
It certainly will. Well, Ken, Dan, thank you so much for being here for the Panthers post-game podcast. We will be back next week, no doubt, and I'm sure we'll be back midweek with the pre-game podcast as well. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Doogie and Andrew and Archie Hazeldine for joining us. This has been the Panthers post-game podcast in association with Zionomics on Panthers Radio, and we will speak to you again next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.